Our two biggest adversaries in one place. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News. China's leader will go to Russia next week. Xi Jinping will be there Monday to Wednesday, meeting with President Putin, who's still at war in Ukraine.
China has tried to project itself as neutral regarding the invasion, even while refusing to condemn Russia's actions. China's foreign affairs minister says the two leaders will talk about regional issues of concern and, quote, promote strategic cooperation, while a statement from the Kremlin says they'll sign important bilateral documents.
Fox is telling you, Jay Powers, Slovakia is joining Poland, planning to send fighter jets to help Ukraine, something the U.S. has so far refused to do. We have sent billions of dollars in other military aid, but House Speaker Kevin McCarthy just told Fox.
The president has been slow, delayed, and hasn't have a plan for victory. He didn't listen to his military in Afghanistan. There's now consequences that are going to last for decades.
A general told a Senate hearing the Afghanistan branch of the ISIS terror group is planning an attack on Americans abroad, perhaps by this summer. House Republicans investigating President Biden and his son Hunter's business dealings put out a report citing recovered bank records showing Biden family members got payments from a Chinese energy company from 2015 to 2017 over $1 million. Oversight Committee Chair James Comer tells Fox.
What we want to know is what did China get in return? Because I don't think China would spend this much money on this many different members of the Biden family if they weren't getting a return on their investment.
The White House in a statement calls the report disgusting. In France, big protests with thousands of workers on strike, angry at President Macron, raising the retirement age from 62 to 64, using special powers to bypass a vote in Parliament. California could get a lot more rain next week on top of the ones that have led to flooding, but a lot of other areas could be underwater this spring. U.S. government weather outlook predicts 44% of the U.S. at risk of floods in the coming months. America's listening to Fox News.
I'd rather ride a bike with my kids
faster
than ride in an ambulance.
I'd rather have a catch with my dog Curtis than catch pneumococcal pneumonia.
If you're 19 or older with certain chronic conditions like heart disease, asthma, or diabetes, you may be at increased risk for pneumococcal pneumonia. Ask your doctor or pharmacist about getting vaccinated with Prevnar 20 pneumococcal 20-valent conjugate vaccine, a Pfizer vaccine that can help protect against pneumococcal pneumonia in just one dose. Learn more at Prevnar20.com. Prevnar 20 is approved for adults to help prevent infections from 20 strains of the bacteria that cause pneumococcal pneumonia. Continued approval may depend on a supportive study. Don't get Prevnar 20 if you've had a severe allergic reaction to the vaccine or its ingredients. Adults with weakened immune systems may have a lower response to the vaccine. The most commonly reported side effect was pain at the injection site. For additional common side effects and full prescribing information, please call 1-855-213-2138 or visit Prevnar20.com.
As the Chinese leader gets ready to go to Russia next week, China is angry at the U.S. over all the TikTok data security concerns here, calling it disinformation. As the Biden administration calls on TikTok here in the U.S. to get rid of its Chinese ownership in order to avoid the app being banned. TikTok is already no longer allowed on U.S. government-issued phones and many state-issued devices in the U.K., has just done the same thing.
Good cyber hygiene. That's how a British government minister is describing this decision. The ruling bans the Chinese-owned social media app from employees' government-issued phones, but not their personal devices. TikTok strongly denies allegations that it hands users' data to the Chinese government. China says the decision is political and not based on facts. Several UK government departments and ministers have official TikTok accounts. We're told those accounts will still be used. Jonathan Savage, Fox News.
Five of seven sheriff's deputies charged with second-degree murder remain jailed in Virginia, along with three workers from a mental hospital where Irva Otieno died earlier this month. Video that his mother Caroline has seen shows deputies holding him down, pushing him into the ground.
It was disturbing. It was traumatic. My son was tortured, to put it right. I saw the torture.
A prosecutor says Otieno died of asphyxiation. On Wall Street, stock futures are down big today after even bigger gains on some banking optimism, following 11 large banks depositing $30 billion into First Republic, which is considered risk after two other banks failed recently, Silicon Valley and Signature. And all the March Madness continues. 16 more NCAA men's tournament basketball games today. Yesterday, the big upset winners, Furman and Princeton. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News.
Here's a look at local news. I'm Joe Miller. Pritzker administration launching a campaign to protect Medicaid coverage. Governor's office says this effort is to ensure Illinoisans retaining their health insurance coverage when pandemic-era protections end and Medicaid eligibility verifications resume. Campaign's called Ready to Resume. Major new exhibit will open next week at the Abraham Lincoln Presidential Library and Museum in Springfield. Here I Have Lived, Home in Illinois exhibit explores the elusive idea of home and the many different ways Illinoisans have made this state their home over the centuries. The exhibit kicks off March 23rd. Illinois Department of Transportation and Illinois State Police reminding the public not to rely on luck when celebrating over the St. Patrick's Day holiday weekend. This means not getting behind the wheel if you had too much to drink. Police say it's best to designate a sober driver before partying begins. No question about it. Don't mess with the drinking. Be sure you have a sober driver. You're up to date from the Stevie J Broadcasting Newsroom. I'm Jim Miller.
Thank you, Jim. Appreciate that. ESPN 93.5. Well, first hour of morning therapy has gone well, Solier. Very good. Good comments out there. So
good. Yeah, you know, let's all hang together, hold hands, and sing kumbaya. Yep. Yeah, we'll get there.
We'll get there. 217 Texter. Stevie, Illinois basketball was a frustrating team all year. Brother Johnny was right. We should have quit shooting threes. Think yesterday we were 6 for 29. It was actually 6 for 22. That's at least 20-some trips down the floor, or 18 in this case. 16 trips down the floor with nothing. Just an extremely frustrating year. They were not fun to watch. Well, it was like a
ball club. In baseball context, at least this is my personal opinion, it's like, you know, stacking your lineup, your batting order with, you know, everyone who, you know, who basically are just home run hitters.
Yeah, well, right? Strikeout or home run, right? Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah. In context of putting things, you know, yeah, putting the three-pointer up there.
Well, you're so right. It's baseball has evolved to strikeouts are okay because you're going to hit a home run the next time, and that's what it's a three-point game now. You shoot the three, and we happen to be the worst in the Big Ten, so we got to get better at that. And then the other unbelievable new thing here, and you're coming up in year three, is that we don't know who's on the team next year. So it's just NIL and free agency, essentially. So we'll see who Brad puts together and who stays.
Can I say I don't like the free agency thing?
Yeah, well, it's,
legitimate academic transfer is one thing, but I think
the idea was, oh, you get a little money for having somebody buy your jersey. I mean, stuff like that. And it's turned into hundreds of thousands, if not millions now. And that was inevitable. So anyway, we have a 29-degree start to our Friday, sir. What do you see in your weather map?
Well, weather maps and charts here have got a cold front that's already whistled through the area, and that westerly wind is whistling along at 20, gusting 35 miles per hour in open areas as the anemometer blows over at Willard at the current time. They're at 30, 32 at Danville, 30 at Rantoul, but then you get up to Blooming to normal, 27. Then you get out there towards the Mississippi. You get out towards Burlington, Keokuk, 19, and you go farther north and northwest, and you just kind of fall off the charts here into the single digits, teens, and even sub-zero cold over the heavy snowpack of the northern plains. There may be a flake or two in the air. The midwinter cold is with us for the weekend. But then, well, it looks like we're going to try to evolve at least on this back and forth, up and down setup on temperatures, the Gill roller coaster ride, and another significant, again, primarily all rain system in here for late next weekend. There'll be a little bump on temperatures as well, but not today. It'll be a struggle, 38, 39, although we do see some breaks of the overcast northwest of the Illinois, full-fledged clearing out northwest of the Mississippi, so we will get into some sunshine, actually lots of it for the this afternoon, but that west-northwest wind will continue on. Down to 21 for tonight, 29 tomorrow with a snowflake. That's it. 36 Sunday, 44 on Monday, heading towards the 50s for Tuesday and Wednesday, 60s for day at least next Thursday, but that has showers and thunderstorms. For Stevie J Broadcasting, I'm meteorologist Greg Solier.
Thank you, Mr. Solier, 809. Stephen, can you hear me? Are you there, sir?
I am.
Financial strategist, director of client relations for Key City Capital, Stephen Patterson from Dallas this morning. The world's biggest food company says prices will rise further this year. Stephen, I'm tired of paying like $150 for a quick trip to the store because I accidentally bought meat. What the heck's going on, man?
Yeah, you know, so Nestle is the world's largest food provider. And they say that they didn't raise prices enough last year to make up for profit losses. So they're going to be continuing doing some targeted increases across their product brand throughout the remainder of this year.
Okay, so that's bad news. Do we see an end to all this? And do you believe that a whole lot of this starts with the price of energy?
No, I don't know when we see the end of this, and I will tell you that I think this all begins and ends with the price of energy. You know, food is incredibly transportation dependent, whether it's putting it on a train, whether it's harvesting it with a combine, or whether it's flying it in. It's energy dependent. So, yes, effective energy policy certainly helps solve this issue.
Okay, so that means we're not getting out of this for years.
We have to have something break loose in the energy industry. Right now, the current administration has not been energy friendly, and that's going to continue to affect prices, I believe.
Well, it means that nothing changes unless the president changes in 24, and that's, you know, again, you don't think they're going to open up all the oil fields, do you?
No. You know, they did green light a project with Conoco in Alaska recently, but it'll take, you know, at least a couple of years before we start seeing that impact. Energy is the solution to this. Right now, what you're paying for is the Green New Deal. This is ultimately a consequence of that misguided agenda.
Okay, so I'm going to call you a liar because that's what they'll do. You're not right. It's a lie. So that's the response. No. Whenever you say anything, it's not true. So that's the response. So I don't know how we combat that.
Yeah, no, uncomfortable truths have a way of doing that.
Okay, Stephen, what's Key City Capital?
Key City Capital, we're a private equity firm in Dallas, Texas.
Are you guys, finding that the banks and people that fund oil exploration, it's kind of dried up a little bit?
No, I think that there's plenty of money ready to go. I think there's a desire to move that ball down the field, but there has to be leases and land opened up for exploration and development to make that economically feasible.
Well, I think they say that there's plenty of leases, but I think the government's put so many requirements that it's not... They don't believe it's feasible, I guess.
No. You know, restrictions are good in the sense that they bring about safety, they bring about conformity, and they should bring about stability. However, over-restriction will do just the opposite. And I think what you're seeing currently is an over-restriction in that industry, in those markets. And you and I are paying for it at the pump, we're paying for it at the grocery store, and we're paying for it with every good and service we consume.
Stephen, how can people connect with you and Key City Capital?
Yeah, keycitycapital.com. We can sit down and have a conversation about our offering and how they might make sense for your portfolio.
How's your NCAA bracket, Stephen?
Oh, it's Princeton destroyed it right out the gate. So
I had Arizona to win it. Isn't that sad? What the heck,
yeah,
man?
Yeah.
What are you doing? What are you doing, man? Wow.
Yeah, two years in a row, the number two seed with the last name Wildcat goes down to a 15 seed. Last year it was Kentucky, and this year Arizona. So,
unbelievable.
A lot of fun.
All right. Well, it saved a lot of hours for our next few weeks anyway, Stephen. Thank you so much for being
Absolutely.
On. Absolutely. Appreciate your time. Stephen Patterson, Key City. ESPN 93.5 814 Sports Headlines. Diane Ducey is off today. St. Patrick's Day. Happy St. Patrick's Day. ESPN 93.5. Illinois loses to... whoever we played, Arkansas, 73-63. Coach Underwood, I think after the game, moving forward, the Fighting Illini, I mean, he said it all with this.
In today's world,
And let me preface it. He said this to who's coming back on this current team, Coach.
In today's world, you have very little control over that. You hope so. We got locker room. I want everybody in that locker room back. But again, we'll have conversations, and we'll hope that that everybody's back. If they do, we're gonna be one of the top teams in the country. You know, it's a process. Everybody's got to understand the process, and when they don't understand the process, you know, they transfer. So, you know, if they do, getting guys like Terrence who become all league, Alfonso Plummer last year all league, Matt Meyer all league. we'll go find other guys. And you know, we hope that's, we don't have to do that very often because, you know, we got a couple guys that are damn good players and guys that have grown a bunch and hope they're all back.
Yeah, we'll see. Again, impossible to know. There's a lot of people in the ears of all of these players. Impossible to know who we have back, if anybody. I mean, really. All right, NCAA first round scores. Furman 68, Virginia 67. That's a 13 over a 4. Missouri handled Utah State 76-65. Kansas over Howard, a 1 versus the 16, 96-68. Alabama over Texas A&M Corpus Christi, 96-75. San Diego State beat Charleston, 63-57. Princeton, biggest shocker of the day, 59. Arizona, 55. Auburn beat Iowa, 83-75. Duke, 74. Oral Roberts, 51. Northwestern had a great year, and it keeps going. They beat Boise State, a 7 versus a 10 in that one, 75-67. Texas beat Colgate by 20, 81-61. Houston, a 1 seed versus Northern Kentucky, a 16. Houston beat them, 63-52. Tennessee barely, a 4 over and a 13. Tennessee, 58. Louisiana, 55. UCLA easily over UNC Asheville, 86-53. And Penn State, a 10 over Texas A&M, a 7. Easily, 76-59, and it wasn't that close. Penn State, hot beats better. Second round today, there are 568 brackets that are still perfect, believe it or not. Out of 20.5 million brackets on ESPN, 568 of you are still perfect. How are you doing that? How could you possibly be perfect? How could you pick Princeton over Arizona and Furman over Virginia? Got to be kidding. I think if you're 11-5, 12-4, you've done very well. I was 8-8. Pretty sad. 217-359-2255. If you have any insights into the game, what are your thoughts? We're taking your therapy comments this morning. The Tapman's Towing phone line. Today, American's farmer feed more than 150-plus people worldwide. BC Ag Services and Farm Brokerage celebrates their contributions for National Ag Day coming up March 21 throughout the year. The experts at Busey can share the following tips for the next generation of America's farmers. Sweat the small stuff and keep accurate and detailed records. Develop a business and marketing plan. Evaluate capital investments for profitability and payback. Know what your costs are. Decide what type of operation you want to run. And they'll be happy to sit with you and talk about all of this. Busey Ag Services has a plethora of experience and ready to sit down and help you. For nearly 150 years, their family of financial services has served the growing needs of farmers. Busey understands the market trends that may impact your business and finances. Put your trust in the team at Busey for your agricultural needs. You can call them at 800-67-BUSEY or go to Busey.com to maximize the yield on your investment. Member FDIC. Over 150 years, Busey, standing by to help you in the agricultural business. All right. The weather's coming up, 217-359-2255. If you want to jump on and your thoughts on the Illini's loss. And it's over, just like that. We had high hopes. And I had mentioned earlier in the program, largely stemming from the early wins against UCLA and Texas, and what was the ceiling, when in reality we had obviously a lot of things going on with some of our youth and then some of our injuries. All right, 819.
Hello again, everyone. Let's check weather for Eastern Florida, Champaign-Urbana, and this Saturday back into midwinter mode regarding temperature around here with the passage of an overnight cold front. West-northwesterly winds are south. They'll run all day at 20 to 30, gusts of 40 miles per hour. At least the clearing of the sky this morning gives us sunshine for this afternoon to about 39. We'll climb this afternoon. Normal high this time of the year, closer to about 50. Overnight lows tonight, colder at 21. Some late-night snow flurries. Tomorrow, windy, blustery, much colder. Clouds fill back in, and maybe in a couple of snow flurries or a snow shower into the the morning and late afternoon. High tomorrow, just 29 degrees. Down into the upper teens tomorrow night. Partly cloudy, cold for the day on Sunday. Highs up to 36. Welcoming in springtime on Monday. The old equinox with a little more pleasant day's worth of weather at 44. Now up near 50 on Tuesday. 55 Wednesday. And some showers and thunderstorms. A little more typical early spring feel around here next Thursday. High temperatures up into the lower 60s. And a cool-off slated again late next week. For CVJ Broadcasting, I'm meteorologist Greg Soldier.
I'm Elizabeth McDonald, and this is the Fox Business Report.
The parent of Silicon Valley Bank has officially filed for Chapter 11 protection. The filing in a New York bankruptcy court, the largest bankruptcy filing stemming from a bank failure since 2008, and that filing by Washington Mutual back then. The bank itself, Silicon Valley Bank, is not part of the Chapter 11 filing. It's under control of the FDIC. And some retailers are rolling out deals for St. Patrick's Day, like Krispy Kreme, where any customers who come in wearing green can get a free original glazed donut. No purchase necessary. Arby's is giving rewards members 25% off its limited time Reuben. And Dunkin' Rewards members who order on the app can get a medium Irish cream iced coffee for $2 through March 31st. That's your Fox Business Report. I'm Lillian Wu, invested in you.
The Fearless and Proud podcast series looks at acts of bravery and strength by women. March is Women's History Month, and in this first season, we look at women who played important roles in the Civil War as soldiers, spies, and nurses. We'll discuss famous examples of women pretending to be men to become soldiers and spies on both sides. Subscribe and listen starting March 19th at foxnewspodcasts.com.
Short-term market fluctuations can be unnerving for everyone. A proven way to tune out the noise and focus on long-term investment goals is to adhere to a well-constructed investment plan. This is Starla Carr with Provident Financial Group. If you don't have a plan in place, we can help create one designed specifically for you. Call us today for a complimentary consultation at 217-366-3456. Or find us online at providentfinancialgroupllc.com.
Securities and advisory services offered through Commonwealth Financial Network, member FINRA, SIPC, a registered investment advisor.
Kelsey Furniture in downtown Tuscola sells Tempur-Pedic beds. What's it like?
I'm going to tell you right now, Stevie, that thing is the best thing I've ever slept on in my life. My wife and I both have said we've never had better night's sleep. And the people at Kelsey's were fantastic. Brian is the guy that helped us. You know, as much as I did my research, he has a world of knowledge about beds themselves. Oh, man, it's like sleeping on a cloud, man.
Kelsey Furniture, downtown Tuscola.
Hi, this is Chris Jackson with Kramer Siding and Window. And whatever your project, you can count on Kramer Siding to offer you the best products backed by the best warranties in the business and a lifetime of great customer service. And right now, you can save 10% on roofing, sunrooms, and decks, get 15% off gutter helmet, and you can save 25% on preservation siding, windows, and doors. So call today or visit us at KramerSiding.com and let's get started on your project.
If you received unemployment, your tax bill will be different than during the COVID pandemic. I'm Hillary Barsky with your Fox Business Tax Tip coming up after this.
Kelly's Accounting does all tax types, individual, corporate, trust, partnerships, and estate, plus payroll and bookkeeping services. Your guardian angel in the finance department. Call their Monticello office, 762-5509, or visit kellysaccounting.com.
Unlike at the beginning of the pandemic in 2020, unemployment is now fully taxable. Tax attorney and CPA Alan J. Strauss explains.
During COVID, you had an exclusion. The government passed a law that allowed you to get $10,200 worth of unemployment tax-free on your federal return. That law is no longer with us, and every dollar you get for unemployment is fully taxable on a U.S. return.
Depending on where you live, states may give you a break on unemployment, so check your state status before filing. Hillary Barsky, Fox News.
Well, happy St. Patrick's Day. We're all kind of getting over the Illini loss to Arkansas by 10. I think we need a priest. Father Joe Donneville! Everybody knows Father Joe. How are you?
Good, Steve. How are you? Other than being sad today, I know.
Well,
sorry.
It's hard, and your team is Marquette because you attended there, correct?
That's right.
Why wouldn't I want to root for Marquette? How good are they, Father?
Well, they're very good, obviously. I mean, they finished the year, I think, ranked 6th or 7th in the nation. You know, they came out of nowhere. They were preseason unranked. They were predicted 9th in the conference before the season started. Won the Big East outright. No one saw that coming.
Unbelievable to win the Big East outright with like 900 teams. That's amazing.
Yeah. I mean, they don't have one senior on their team. You know, one junior, and they play with a bunch of sophomores and freshmen right now.
Unbelievable. So is this the best Marquette basketball team since Al McGuire?
I think so. I think it's better than – it's really a more complete team, even with the Dwayne Wade 2003 Final Four run. You know, this team can beat you in a lot of ways, you know. Well, of course, the Dwayne Wade team was amazing. But this team is deep, and they're fast, and they can score, you know, all of them.
How's their three-point shooting, Father?
They can shoot them. You know, they've got some guys that are pretty good. Cam Jones can light it up from deep. He's got one of the highest arcing shots I think I've ever seen. Tyler Cole, that can knock him down. He's Big East Player of the Year. Stevie Mitchell.
Anybody want to come to Champaign, Father?
Joplin.
I mean, you lived in Champaign, and maybe the Marquette kids want to drive down the highway, huh?
Yeah, you can't have them.
Hey, listen, I'm pulling for you all the way. How's your bracket?
You know, it's not bad. I mean, I had Furman, you know.
No kidding. Wow.
I did.
Wow.
Of course, Arizona killed me. They were in my Final Four.
Yeah, me too.
I should have known better because Arizona as a 2-seed is a good bet for a loss once in a while. If you look back over history.
Mm-hmm.
And Princeton, I mean, I should have known better, but anyway.
Well, when I saw the score like 29-26 and it's late in the first, this is Princeton's score. This is what they want.
Yeah.
Arizona likes scoring in the 80s. Yeah, it was a danger zone, but man, Virginia had the ball with 8 seconds left and just throw it to the guy on the right of the court. He's wide open, and he throws it.
Yeah.
I mean, a three-point ball to lose that game was a tough one for Virginia, man.
I know. Yeah.
Well, listen, if you don't care who wins, it's really fun to watch the basketball. But if you care who wins, it's kind of hard to sit down and watch the thing. It's just you.
Yeah.
Anyway, I'm pulling for when's Marquette play today?
They play at 1:45.
Well, pulling for them for you, Father.
Appreciate it.
Hope they do great, and maybe they make the run to the Final Four because they very easily could be, and I cannot believe.
The only team in that region I worry about is Duke. I need Purdue to beat Duke.
I think Purdue could beat Duke. I think Purdue's got some young guys at the guards, but, man, how do you – this Zach Edey got way better than anybody thought. He's really good. Man,
and Marquette played Purdue early in the season, lost by 5.
Wow, at Purdue,
yeah.
Wow, that's pretty impressive. Hey, Father,
and they beat Baylor like a drum by 26 early in the year too.
I'm telling you what, I'm looking forward to seeing. What are they? The Warriors? What's Marquette?
No, in my mind, they're still the Warriors. They're the Golden Eagles now.
Golden Eagles, because it wasn't politically correct or something. Okay, I gotcha.
Yeah.
Well, listen, Father, great talking to you. Thanks for your time. You good luck to the Golden Eagles, sir. Thank you.
Thank you.
Father Joe Dondeville, he's up in, where is he? I forgot to ask. Anyways, in the Peoria Diocese. ESPN 93.5 828. 217-359-2255. You want to text in. Anybody got a good bracket? Anybody better than 11-5 in your first round of 16? Anybody? Yeah. At least the Big Ten won 3 times. Not us, but yeah. Who cares? 217-359-2255. 829. I am Stevie J. We'll be right back.
You have money laying all around your house. You just don't know it. And no, I don't mean selling your great grandma's good china. I mean all the old metal items you don't want to use or get rid of. Don't pay someone to haul it away. Bring it into Max Twin City Recycling and get paid to have it taken off your hands. They love new customers and are more than willing to walk you through their process step by step. Come check them out at 2808 North Lincoln Avenue in Urbana.
No matter what, it takes a great team to win. And in Fairbury, Aftershock Decals and Design wins consistently. And it's the all-star team that makes it happen. The starting lineup includes production manager Jim Hoffleton, graphics designer Kyle Kuzmich, and lead installer Tate Brewster. With these guys, it's all about creative innovation, not custom duplications. Do you have what it takes to be a part of this winning team? Aftershock Decals and Designs is recruiting. If you are looking to join this all-star team and you have 2 years of experience in either graphics design or wrap installations, we want you. Full-time benefits include retirement plan, health and life insurance, paid holidays, paid vacation. To be a part of the Jim, Kyle, and Tate show, visit AftershockDD.com/jobs. That's AftershockDD.com/jobs. Aftershock Decals and Design is an equal opportunity employer. That's a wrap. Get noticed. AftershockDD.com/jobs.
I've got to clean out this garage. Let's see. What's the cheapest and easiest dumpster service in our area?
Here's what I found. The doggy bag.
Think she's broken. I'm not looking for takeout. Siri, try again.
The doggy bag from Bulldog Disposal in Mahomet.
Doggy bag? What's that?
If you got junk that needs to go, but you don't want the hassle of having an enormous dumpster delivered, grab a doggy bag, keep it as long as you need. They'll come take it away. For more information, just visit BulldoggyBag.com.
That's BulldoggyBag.com.
Fox News, I'm Chris Foster. China's president's going to Russia next week, a show of support for Russian President Vladimir Putin.
Chinese President Xi Jinping will visit Russia from Monday to Wednesday, with the Russian invasion of Ukraine expected to dominate the discussions. China has tried to project itself as neutral regarding the invasion, even while refusing to condemn Russia's actions.
Fox's Tanya J. Powers. California's San Quentin State Prison's getting a makeover. Death row inmates are being moved out.
Governor Gavin Newsom says the state's oldest prison will then be converted to a facility to rehabilitate prisoners and give them job training to become tradesmen or truck drivers, which are in short supply and pay well. It's not clear if or where there would be a new death chamber. California hasn't executed anyone since 2006. San Quentin's gas chamber was dismantled in 2019.
Fox and Jack Callahan stocks start the day lower on Wall Street. America's listening to Fox News.
Here's a look at local news. I'm Jill Miller. A 16-year-old teen from Urbana died after being shot in the head Wednesday. Happened in the 2400 block of Prairie Green Drive near South Smith Road at about 1 a.m. Police said there's no definitive motive at this time, and the situation did not appear to be a random act of violence. Illinois may be ready to ban cat declawing. A plan in the Illinois House would fine veterinarians who surgically remove a cat's claws. Democratic State Rep Barbara Hernandez says removing a cat's claws is hurtful and can change a cat's behavior. Urbana Free Library has long been a hangout for middle schoolers and high schoolers after classes wrap up each day. So librarian Joel Spencer met with some of the regular attendees to figure out what more they want from the space. Urbana middle school students even distributed surveys among their peers, netting more than 130 responses. And with a St. Paddy's Day weekend, be safe in your celebrations. You're up to date from the Stevie J Broadcasting Newsroom. I'm Jim Miller.
Hello again, everyone. Let's check weather for Eastern Florida, Champaign, Urbana, and this Saturday as expected. Rains have pressed on through, winds have turned west-northwest, and it's another dump of cold midwinter type air setting up over the course of the weekend. We'll get a clearing sky here for this morning. Sunshine for the afternoon, but just 39 the expected high. That west-northwest wind 20 to 30, gust of 40 miles per hour. Normal highs this time of the year already close to the 50-degree mark. We'll see some of that in here early to mid next week. Tonight, windy, colder, clouds fill back in. A couple of late-night snowflakes in the air, low down to 21. Tomorrow, blustering, much colder, with a mostly cloudy sky, maybe a snow shower or a few flurries early. And again, later in the day, the high about 29. We'll ride about at 18 tomorrow night with diminishing wind. And a partly cloudy, cold Sunday, highs up to 36 degrees. Gets a little bit better as we welcome in springtime on Monday, but still slightly below average temperatures at 44. Recovering to 50 to 55 Tuesday and Wednesday into the 60s with some showers and thunderstorms next Thursday. For Stevie J Broadcasting, I'm meteorologist Greg Soldier.
Happy to welcome Jennifer Stefano. She's a political strategist, Commonwealth Foundation Executive Vice President. Tell me, Jennifer from Philadelphia, what is the Commonwealth Foundation?
Well, we help people by passing free market ideas into laws so that everybody can flourish. It's about people being able to earn their own success and that the government doesn't get in the way of that.
How dare you? Hold on. I got to get my... out. You must be a homophobe, racist, bigot. Hold on, I got to find the name they want me to use here today for you, Jennifer. That's just too capitalistic, greedy. I mean, where are we? It just, everything you say is going to be, if you say something that might be true, it's going to be called a lie. So how do you deal with that?
So I think what people have to do is march forward anyway and don't defend against the lies. I have been labeled everything you said and plus some. And what I said and what I teach my children who are young, but I said to them, you don't need to address a label that's a lie, but you do need to speak the truth. And you need to speak it clearly and concisely while still treating the people that are horrible to you in a loving way. We're Roman Catholics, so I said you can't just go back and scream and yell and label them. You've got to make the case and the argument. What I think you will cut through all the hateful, vile things that are said if you speak the truth and seek the truth. Speak the truth, even if it lands you in an uncomfortable place. So well, I think that's sort of the advice.
100% agree. However, when you have social media and media that call your whatever you say not true, misinformation, a lie, then people just say, you're just a right winger. I mean, it's really difficult when there's so much support for deceit.
Yes, but there's a big pushback against that. Americans don't like this by overwhelming numbers. Americans are against the concept of cancel culture. Of course we are. It's antithetical to freedom. Freedom of expression, freedom of ideas. There's no such thing as freedom from offense. People say offensive things all the time. What we have to train ourselves and teach our children, and this should be part of American education, is how to engage in a productive debate without devolving into a puddle and you know, lying down in your bed and needing therapy, or just attacking people with ad hominem attacks.
Okay, another name for you, hater. Have you been on a college campus recently, Jennifer?
Yes, I give speeches on college campus.
Yeah, well, how's that? How's that go for you? I mean, they probably don't want you to come. Some.
Yeah, they tend. So, it's interesting. Colleges are an interesting place. Sometimes we're invited to meet, and it has to be very quiet, almost in secret. And I feel bad because what's happening is, and I speak to girls, women, young college women, they feel they have to be intellectually dishonest in order to get a good grade and to get into a good college. You know, I talk to high school girls, or to come out of college and get a job, that some of these teachers and professors are so radicalized, and that is problematic. And that is what we are seeing on college campuses. I tell people, be very careful where you're going to put your money in terms of college.
I know someone. I can't even name them. I can't say if it's a man or woman. but they told me at the University of Illinois at Urbana-Champaign in their area, there were 5 of them. I said, oh, I know what you mean. 5 thinking, conservative, free market people. That's it. So it's like you got to keep it quiet or it isn't good for your career. It's not good for your student efforts to do well, because if you have a professor that'll say F Trump, which happened and I heard it, what the heck? This is crazy times. I mean, so you believe this will go away someday?
So what I believe is this, that we tend to, in the United States, get these moments in time where it's just pushed to the extreme. And this is what the left tends to do, right? They try to take it to the extreme, because they misunderstand and they misread who and what we are as the United States. We have a high tolerance and expectation of our civil liberties. We are not afraid of dissent. I want my children to learn things that we don't agree with. Heck, I teach them Marxism and communism just by the way I run the house. There's no private property rights. I force you to share. That's communism. Do you like it? No. Well, then don't ever vote for it. But we have to be able to show what good looks like. I think the people who are opposed to this, who don't like the illiberal and intolerant left, have got to show then how to engage when we find ideas offensive. Saying, well, I'm going to ban that, is kind of making the point that we'll just ban things we don't like either. What we have to do is create a society where we can have and talk about things that offend us and ideas that we don't like, and how to constructively defeat them in the arena of ideas without labels. We have to show what good looks like. And I think that's something the Republicans have missed, the Republican leadership has missed, and I'm hoping the next presidential debate, they really bring about that aspect of statesmanship, right? Statesmanship.
You're not running for anything, are you, Jennifer?
No, not only in Philadelphia, there's something called Irish potatoes, which are candy, coconut cream covered in cinnamon. That's the only thing I run for, the candy.
Well, again, why brotherly love? I mean, you must be lonely in Philadelphia from the standpoint of, you know, like Republican or conservative clubs, I guess.
Well, right. The Democrats largely win. But I'll tell you something. We in America, we get a lot wrong about race. And the thing that we get wrong is that we think somehow that, say, white rural Republicans are different than urban black Democrats. Actually, I'm a columnist for the Philadelphia Inquirer, and I've been looking at trends in cities across the country. Black Americans hold very conservative views. In fact, there was just a big study out by the more left-leaning Kaiser Foundation, Family Foundation, that shows black people overwhelmingly support not just funding the police at higher levels, but against any type of criminal justice reform that would reduce sentencing or penalties on criminals. Black Americans want more opportunity. They want school choice in large numbers. I was in the city of Philadelphia with a Democratic lawmaker. I said, you sound like a white rural Republican. And he said, that's what the community wants. So I think we believe these lies that the leftist elite tells us. But when you engage and you actually go in and talk about the issues, there's not a big difference between white and black and what we all really want.
Oh, that is a lie. So thank you for that. I have to make sure I follow the lines here given me. If you're a black conservative, forget about it. You're an Uncle Tom or whatever they call you. I don't know. It's just,
yeah.
We're just in a real war with the truth. That's what we're fighting right now.
That's right. And that's always been. I think being a truth seeker matters. And I think there are plenty of people that would consider themselves Democrats or liberals that they are sincere in their wanting to do good. They have a different approach, right? So conservatives, limited government, a progressive, bigger government. But what I think is happening is there's a real shift coming on the Democratic side, even more than the Republican, where they're saying, no, we don't want to, you know, cancel people who disagree with us. We don't want to demonize and hate the people that we don't agree with. We can see that they too want to help things. I had an argument with a protester, Ron DeSantis, came to Philadelphia, and the protester, was upset. And I said, she said, well, I fight against injustice. And I said, I do too. I'm against injustice. I have a different approach. And I think that we can win over Democrats, which is vital. If you want to win a presidency, most governorships, if Republicans want to win them, they largely have to win Democrats in swing states. And I think there's real opportunity for that if the way we behave is in a statesmanlike way.
Yeah.
And more gracious than it's been.
Okay, so the more people run, the more likely Donald Trump's the nominee in the Republican side, you think?
No, I don't think that.
Really?
Actually, I think this is totally different than in 2016, and here's why. At the moment, the Republicans have a Donald Trump problem, and they don't quite know what to do. He disenfranchises a lot of the party. There's still a strong element, although it's shrinking, that supports him, and a matchup between him and Joe Biden makes everybody nervous. But if Ron DeSantis enters the race, the Republican Party no longer has a Trump problem. Trump has a Ron DeSantis problem, because Ron DeSantis does what Donald Trump did. He punches up at those elites. He takes on the woke. He takes on cancel culture. He took on Disney. And he has remarkable public policies in Florida that have helped people prosper, expanded education. But he does it in a gracious way. He has the statesman element. He has raised almost as much money as Donald Trump, and they are just about dead even in the polls. Ron DeSantis enters the race. Everybody else fades into the background. It's a Trump versus DeSantis. Advantage
to Sam. Really? Okay. First person has told me that, by the way, because I think Trump's got 30% no matter what, and I think if there's five people, I think they'll split the vote. But listen, DeSantis, I think a lot of Republicans are very, very comfortable around DeSantis. However, we haven't had the full press demonization of the Florida governor, which is coming.
That's right. And it'll come from the Republicans first. President Trump's already started it. So Ron DeSantis is very wise not to get into the race. This is a very smart political strategy. He wants to continue to build his campaign coffers and keep his powder dry. President Trump is out there. He's spending money. Ron DeSantis is not. When Ron DeSantis goes out right now, he goes out as the governor of Florida and on a book tour.
Mm-hmm.
$0 coming out of his campaign coffers. And no one can attack him as a presidential candidate. He'd be wise to stay out of the race for as long as he can.
Jennifer Stefano, political strategist, Commonwealth Foundation executive on the Tappan's Towing phone line. How do people connect with you, Jennifer?
You can find me on Twitter at Jennifer Stefano.
Hey, appreciate your fight. Appreciate your energy. Appreciate you speaking the truth out there. We thank you for joining me.
Much, much obliged. Thank you.
Thank you. Jennifer Stefano, Philadelphia, ESPN 93.5. It is quarter till. We're going to check your sports headlines one more time. Get a little Brad Underwood one more time. Next.
The Boneyard Arts Festival is coming up April 15th at Meadowbrook Park from noon to 3. All ages are welcome to this free event. See art from local students and meet artist Tim Somerville. He sculpted Life on the Prairie, the awesome new sculpture of the bison at Meadowbrook Park. Meet at the Meadowbrook Interpretive Center April 15th and be sure to stick around and enjoy a great walk through the Wandale Sculpture Garden. Take in public art at Meadowbrook for the Boneyard Arts Festival. For details, visit urbanaparks.org.
You have gurgling toilets, slow drains? Have you been told that you have to jackhammer and mess up your entire house and property just to fix a pipe? Call our expert team today and see if we can help you. Lands Drain Cleaning and Underground Solutions. Why call anyone else?
PDR Automotive has now been serving the Champaign-Urbana area for over 50 years. To give you some perspective, 50 years ago ended the U.S. involvement in the Vietnam War, and it was when Secretariat won the Triple Crown. So what does that mean for you and your vehicle? Whether you need a carburetor overhauled or your new vehicle computer system diagnosed or programmed, PDR Automotive has the experienced, knowledgeable staff that can handle all your automotive needs. Online at PDRauto.com, they are what's best for your truck or car. They are PDR. All right, 847, Illinois loses. We are all disappointed. I'm feeling better. If you've been listening this morning, we've been working through all the issues. Brad Underwood, our head basketball coach, most wins in the Big Ten over the last 4 years. Big Ten champion last year, Big Ten tournament champion year before. After the game.
Yeah, my hat's off to Arkansas. They're better today. They were very, very assertive early. I thought their defense early was a difference. We had a hard time getting into offense. Every time we made a run, we missed a layup, we turned it over, or we missed free throws.
Yeah, I mean, that's kind of been the trend, hasn't it? I mean, missed free throws have been a real problem when you're shooting 60-some percent. You got to do better at that. Just got to. You just look at teams like Princeton, Duke. I mean, they shoot 75-80%. That's just a big difference. So anyway, there's one thing, and then turnovers were just frustrating, but largely without a point guard last 3 weeks. And then, of course, the shooting has been problematic. Here's the whole thing about the future of Illinois basketball. Who's coming back, coach?
In today's world, you have very little control over that. You hope so. We got locker room. I want everybody in that locker room back. But again, there's you know, we'll have conversations, and we'll hope that that everybody's back. If they do, we're going to be one of the top teams in the country. You know, it's a process. Everybody's got to understand the process, and when they don't understand the process, you know, they transfer. So, you know, if they do, getting guys like Terrence, who become all league, Alfonso Plummer last year, all league, Matt Meyer, all league, we'll go find other guys, and you know, we hope that's. We don't have to do that very often because, you know, we got a couple guys that are damn good players and guys that have grown a bunch and hope they're all back.
Yeah, we are hopeful because I think it's much more difficult to piece together trust and brotherhood when they're one and done. It's just, you look at our best teams in Illinois history, 05, they played together for years. 89, played together for years. Knew each other, hung out together, shared the ball, unselfish. It's hard to take a team full of strangers and get that very cohesive, particularly when you're dealing with three or four freshmen. It just, that's the way it works. As he said, there's a process. And so I hope Ty Rogers is back, Sincere Harris is back. I don't know about Jaden Epps. I'm worried about him. I hope Luke Goody's back. Coleman Hawkins has got people in his ear talking about the NBA draft and stuff, but I'd love to have Coleman Hawkins one more time. People say, well, he can't shoot. The NBA won. Well, he hasn't shot very well, particularly surprisingly. Coleman Hawkins at the free throw line is like 63%, so he's got to go to 75. He's so good. He can do that. So we've got the offseason. You're going to hear all kinds of news about the portal and who we're looking at and trying to recruit here. But presumably Terrence Shannon will move on. He could play another year if the NIL money was good enough. Maybe he'll consider that. Matt Meyer's done. And again, interesting guy, eclectic, unique, spots of brilliance, and then really wasn't there yesterday. He just wasn't there. That was tough. We needed him. But on we go. ESPN 93.5. And your bracket's probably busted or not doing so well, but maybe not. Maybe not. Arizona heard a lot of people getting ousted. Check your weather now for the weekend on this St. Paddy's Day.
Hello again, everyone. Let's check weather for Eastern Florida. Champaign and Banana have this Saturday as expected. Rains have pressed on through. Winds have turned west-northwest, and it's another dump of cold midwinter type air setting up over the course of the weekend. We'll get a clearing sky here for this morning. Sunshine for the afternoon, but just 39 the expected high. That west-northwest wind 20 to 30, gust of 40 miles per hour. Normal highs this time of the year already close to the 50-degree mark. We'll see some of that in here early to mid next week. Tonight, windy, colder. Clouds fill back in. A couple of late-night snowflakes in the air, low down to 21. Tomorrow, blustery, much colder, with a mostly cloudy sky, maybe a snow shower, a few flurries early, and again later in the day, the high about 29. Well, right about at 18 tomorrow night with diminishing wind, and a partly cloudy, cold Sunday, highs up to 36 degrees. Gets a little bit better as we welcome in springtime on Monday, but still slightly below average temperatures at 44, recovering to 50 to 55 Tuesday and Wednesday into the 60s with some showers and thunderstorms next Thursday. For Stevie J Broadcasting, I'm meteorologist Greg Sol. Yay.
Winter is in full swing, and at Dogtown Heating, Air, and Plumbing, they want to help you upgrade and save. When you buy a Lennox home comfort system, you get a choice. Decide between a free water heater or a $500 Visa gift card. No qualifications necessary, and 0% financing is available. Give Dogtown a call today at 217-841-4728. Schedule a free in-home consultation and take advantage of this great sale. Dogtown Heating, Air, and Plumbing, your home's best friend.
This is Starla Carr with Provident Financial Group. There's no one-size-fits-all retirement plan. Finding the right plan for you depends on many factors. The good news is we can help you improve your retirement readiness, whatever your situation. Contact us today at 217-366-3456 or find us online at providentfinancialgroupllc.com.
Securities and advisory services offered through Commonwealth Financial Network, member FINRA, SIPC, a registered investment advisor.
Here's what new customers are saying about Interstate Battery.
It's nice to see capable and helpful associates. They did a top-notch job.
They were easy to talk to and explained everything.
Service was prompt and I was a walk-in. Total service time was only like 20 minutes. I highly recommend Interstate Batteries.
Interstate Batteries, outrageously dependable. How much is dependable worth? Experience them for the first time at 2504 North Mattis. Way out there, but worth the drive. Interstate Batteries, outrageously dependable.
Visit InterstateBatteries.com.
All right, hope you have a great St. Patrick's Day and weekend. We'll be back on Monday. It does look like things will warm up a little bit more toward the end of next week, but more rain on the way. Heck, we'll be getting into planting before we know it with our farmers. That'll be here in April, right? And again, a week from Thursday, baseball. Cardinal baseball will be on the radio on March 30, and I will be there in the morning broadcasting from Busch Stadium. Honored to be asked again to go broadcast our live show from 7 to 9 on Thursday the 30th ahead of the home opener sellout. It's amazing to me at 5:30 in the morning when I leave here about 3 a.m. I get there about 5:30, 6, and then set up, make sure everything works. We're on 7 to 9. I have a lot of people from the St. Louis Cardinals on. People inside the building that do the different bobblehead promotions and stuff just give you a picture of Cardinal baseball inside. And they've been putting me in the John Rooney booth, and I'm hoping I'm there again, the main booth. We'll hope that they have the muffins in those rooms. Anyway, we'll be there a week from Thursday. Yeah, that's what we're doing, man. We're looking ahead, moving forward. We are all Illini fans, most of us, and we're Gonna keep rooting and hoping. Not easy to win a game in the NCAA. I do know that. And football. We're buying season tickets already. You know, you can get like $99 for the season. They are wanting you back. It's some great deals for Illinois football tickets. Okay, we're done. We'll be back Monday. I am Stevie J. Diana will return on Monday as well. Thank you for listening. Have a blessed weekend.
Illini pizza fans, great things come from Jet's Pizza. Detroit-style pizza is one of them. Freshly made dough pressed into steel pans inspired by the Motor City. Topped with premium mozzarella, Mama Jet's secret sauce, fresh toppings, then baked to the thickest, crispiest, cheesy crunch. Want Detroit-style proof? Order Jet's famous 8-corner pizza. It's 8 pieces of crispy, crunchy, and cheesy to the edge pizza. Right now, get $5 off an 8-corner pizza at regular menu price. Online code 8SAVE. Jet's Pizza. Better because it has to be.
Houlihan's Restaurant and Bar presents Lucky Who with St. Patrick's Day specials March 17th and 18th. Enjoy Irish favorites like a Reuben sandwich with fries or corned beef and cabbage with new potatoes and creamy horseradish sauce. Of course, there's Guinness, Irish coffee, and greenlit pitchers. Food available for dine-in or carry-out. Call 217-819-5005 for your St. Patrick's Day festivities. Houlihan's, located at 1900 South 1st Street in Champaign.
BMW, Buick, GMC, Honda, and Subaru. Welcome to Sarah Champaign. We can handle all your car repairs on site, including paintless dent repair, bumpers, windshields, everything in between. We have an amazing selection of new or pre-owned vehicles to choose from. Shop from home and buy online or reserve your vehicle before it hits our website or dealership. Sarah Champaign is home of the Sarah One Price Promise, delivering an honest and transparent buying experience. Hurry in or shop online at sarahchampaign.com.
Hi, this is Steve from Good Vibes.
And this is Luke Goody from your men's basketball team.
Luke, it's great to have you back on the floor. We hope to see a lot of you in March.
I was pretty sure we'd get postseason games this year, and I wanted to be a part of it.
Most of us will be glued to the TV for the tournament.
I don't want to watch it on TV.
Wait, what? Oh, you want to be on the floor and see it up close.
I get to watch plenty of basketball. Films of us winning, losing, who we're going to play next.
I bet that footage would be clearer on an LG OLED screen.
I know, right? I saw how great those look in your store.
The LG OLEDs deliver the best picture for the buck.
And they're so flat to the wall.
Yeah, the gallery series is a step up. They must so flat you can't see behind the TV and come with a free 5-year warranty.
That all sounds great, but it also sounds expensive.
Well, you can buy cheap, but you'll buy twice. Get the good one and it'll look great for years. You can even get 0% financing.
My initials are LG. Maybe they want to make a trade. Anyway, I gotta go watch some of that film.
Better you than me, Luke.
What kind of bedside manner would you like your doctor to have? At Roof Doctors, they make sure you feel good about what they can do for you. They make sure they answer all of your questions and feel comfortable about whatever procedure your roof needs. Roof Doctors has helped customers for over 30 years. Randy and Tammy have helped make lives better in our community with their generosity and kindness. Roof Doctors is a company you can trust if you need anything done on your roof. Roof Doctors in Urbana, they make you their number one priority.
This is XYZ Insurance. How can I help?
I have a question about my home policy.
Okay, question about phone policy.
Home policy.
Okay, gnome policy.
H-O-M-E, home!
Technology is great, but sometimes it's better to talk with a real person. With Erie Insurance, you have a caring, independent agent who's with you from beginning to end.
We don't have any H-O-M-E's on record.
Your Erie agent in Champaign is Thomas and Eller's Insurance. Go to ErieInsurance.com for company licensure and product details.
You have money laying all around your house. You just don't know it. And no, I don't mean selling your great-grandma's good china. I mean all the old metal items you don't want to use or get rid of. Don't pay someone to haul it away. Bring it into Max Twin City Recycling and get paid to have it taken off your hands. They love new customers and are more than willing to walk you through their process step by step. Come check them out at 2808 North Lincoln Avenue in Urbana.
Steve.
CBJ Broadcasting is looking for organizations that regularly distribute information regarding employment opportunities to job applicants or have job applicants to refer. If your organization would like to receive notification of job vacancies at our stations, please notify Human Relations at 101 East Washington in Philo, Illinois, 61864, or email hr@sjbroadcasting.com or by phone at 217-367-1195. SJ Broadcasting is an equal opportunity employer encouraging minorities and females to apply.
Carpet Weavers is flooring their customers. They work with the biggest brands to bring you the best selections and prices on hardwood, luxury tile, carpet, and more. Stop in at 616 West Market View Drive in Champaign and let one of their sales associates help you find the perfect flooring for your lifestyle. Their 100% satisfaction guarantee allows you to be confident in your purchase. Carpet Weavers has been flooring people with beautiful carpet and flooring since 1988. In fact, they're nationally ranked as one of the top 25 specialty flooring stores in the country. Find out more online at carpetweaversflooring.com.
You're listening to WSJK ESPN 93.5 Tuscola, Champaign-Urbana, your home for the St. Louis Cardinals.